Introduction. This recording is a guided description of the Lightbox exhibition on butterfly logic by Anari Sandel. Curated by Fraser McCallum, the exhibition is dispersed across the gallery's four outdoor lightboxes on the University of Toronto, Mississauga campus. Currently speaking is Leah Mullen, Research and Outreach Assistant at the Blackwood Gallery. In this recording, I will provide visual descriptions and wayfinding information for On Butterfly Logic. Entry to the CCT Building Courtyard, Davis Building. All four lightboxes are 6 feet tall by 9 feet wide. This one is mounted on the William G. Davis Building along the pavement walkway that leads to the CCT Courtyard. The bottom edge rests approximately at knee level. All four lightbox images in the exhibition are bisected into two vertical sections, a video still drawn from Sandel's On Butterfly Logic, coupled with a textural composition of lines borrowed from the video. On the left half of the image is a photograph of a butterfly fluttering in a greenhouse and butterfly sanctuary. The butterfly is justified slightly above the center of the image plane. Its wings hold a gradient of yellow, decorated with a blackened lattice overlaying pattern. Crowding around the frame are overlapping industrial elements, such as white-painted irrigation pipes and valves, embellished with rust along their seams, segments of scaffold jutting into the frame from the periphery, and a suspended light fixture that guides the eye towards the center of the composition. Each of these elements fall in and out of focus, adding depth to the otherwise pared-back composition. In the background, the greenhouse's glass walls are slicked with silt and mildew that work to evenly diffuse the light within the scene. On the right half of the lightbox, there's a scanned, bright white page containing offset, uppercase letterpress text, which is a consistent design across all of the text sections. These staggered clusters of text carry the concepts voiced in the video On Butterfly Logic. The text reads, quote, "I watch them beat their wings against the glass until they break, and then keep beating. Repeated motions, movement with no apparent function. Stimming, are seen as disordered, something to suppress, to assimilate into society." End quote. As the words meander along the surface of the image plane, they leave behind incidental traces, smudges of black ink, scratches, and scuffs that fill the gaps between each fragmented thought. Awning Corridor, CCT Building Courtyard. This lightbox is mounted beneath the awning corridor of the CCT building. The bottom edge of the lightbox rests approximately at knee level. On the left section of the image, the staggered clusters of text read, quote, "In philosophy, butterfly logic describes faulty logic, jumping into conclusions by association, randomly fluttering from A to B with insufficient data," end quote. On the right section, a butterfly suspended in the top third of the frame flies through a greenhouse. The butterfly's wings are round with a translucent quality rendered by their sappy, resin-like polish. Across the span of its wings, a vibrant amber coloration gently fades into a pale yellow, punctuated by uneven groupings of darkened detailing. Out of focus in the foreground, a loose wire bends into view from beyond the frame, slightly obfuscating the butterfly. Entry to the Blackwood Gallery, Kneff Center, Innovation Complex. This lightbox is mounted outside the entrance into the Kneff Center Innovation Complex used to access the Blackwood Gallery. The bottom edge of the lightbox rests approximately at waist level. On the left section of the lightbox, the text is more uniform and centrally justified, though towards the bottom, the text begins to meander, landing emphatically off kilter. The text reads, quote, "Butterflies are considered valuable environmental indicators because of their fragility, their sensitivity, and rapid reactions to subtle changes in habitat and climate. What if we see this sensitivity in humans as something to preserve, and protect." End quote. Again, incidental traces are left behind, smudges of black ink, scratches, and scuffs that fill the gaps between each fragmented thought. On the right section, a braided vine attached to the armature of the greenhouse slouches towards the bottom third of the image. Resting in an inverted position upon the vine is a pale yellow butterfly with jagged wingtips. Its wings carry an intricate lattice pattern, interrupted by darkened blots. Surrounding the delicate-looking butterfly are industrial infrastructural elements, galvanized steel beams intersecting with each other, irrigation pipes fashioned with a green lever and accents of corrosion, and wire-framed channels with wires encased with white PVC piping strapped in place by black zip ties. East entry to the south wing, Davis Building. This light box is mounted next to the William G. Davis Building's entry to the south wing. The bottom edge of the light box rests approximately at waist level. On the left section of the light box, a gray-green butterfly hovers in the center of the frame. Closely behind the butterfly is a fogged-over window, sectioned off by a steel frame that runs horizontally across the bottom third of the composition. The built-up condensation clinging to the glass streams down the panes, leaving behind trails. Alongside the traces of runoff, gentle demarcations of movement are drawn into the condensation, dotted lines and long, wandering strokes recalling the tapping and rubbing of delicate foliage against the surface of the glass. On the right, the text is double-spaced and centered, while at the bottom, its kerning and line spacing tighten, landing as emphatic stanzas along the bottom third of the image. The text reads, quote, "Scientists call the butterfly's movement erratic. The way it moves in an unpredictable manner, abruptly, up and down, from side to side, to confuse possible predators. I know how it feels to flutter with my own kind. How effortless, not having to explain every train of thought in need." End quote.